Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We're headed toward the first official weekend of summer, so let's look at the weekend forecast with WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, who joins us now via Skype. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bob.
But just before we look at the weekend, let's talk about today, if you would, as you're calling this a top 10 day weather-wise.
Absolutely. It's just absolutely going to be stunning out there. We've got light winds, complete sunshine, low humidity, and temperatures in the 80s. It really is just a great day. If the kids are already out of school, take them to the beach. It's just one of those ideal June afternoons.
But it's just one day, and then we're sort of back into it starting tomorrow.
A little bit. Yeah, we've got a frontal system that's going to move down from Canada, eventually clearing us out for the majority of the weekend. But before that front comes, it's going to pull up some heat and humidity. So tomorrow's back to one of those days with more in the way of cloudiness, temperatures 85, maybe as high as 90 if we get some of those sunny breaks. You'll definitely notice the humidity. It's going to be way up there once again. Can't rule out showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. But a lot of us aren't going to see much rain at all. They're just kind of a chancy, scattered type of thing. That continues into Saturday morning, and then we'll start to clear out and dry out as well. Humidity levels dropping during Saturday. Sunday's the pick of the weekend.
So Sunday looks pretty good right now.
Absolutely. Sunday looks like a mostly sunny day. Temperatures 80 to 85 degrees, low levels of humidity, comfortable night of sleeping Saturday night and Sunday night. Tomorrow night and late tonight are going to be a bit humid, but tomorrow night's really the big humid night, temperature around 70 for Friday night. So that's the night you'll need the air conditioner.
And for the weekend, how are things looking for people heading to the Cape or out to the Berkshires?
So either one of those looks basically the same as Boston. The Berkshires actually will clear out a little bit earlier on Saturday. So Saturday for them, there may be a shower right around sunrise, and then it's partly sunny and dry. Temperatures 75 to 82 degrees out there. The Cape, they'll hold on to the clouds and the showers a little longer on Saturday. So definitely a big difference between Saturday and Sunday across Cape Cod and the islands. High tide coming in right around noontime. And for northern New England, think of it similar to the Berkshires. It clears out earlier on Saturday because they're further away from the frontal system.
WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Bob. Have a great weekend.